Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the March 5th, 2018 meeting of your Ferndale City Council. We are glad you are here. Would you rise with me for the salute of our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. City Clerk Susan Duncan will read the roll call.
Council members are here. Council member Greg Hansen.
Here.
Council member Olson.
Here.
Council member Taylor.
Here.
Council member Watson.
Here.
Council member Kate Hansen.
Here.
Council member Kennedy.
Here.
We are all here, and we're glad you're here. We have now the next item on the agenda, and if you don't have a copy of the agenda, if you're new, I keep copies up here. This is what we call public comment, and we invite you to come speak to your city council on anything that's on your mind, up to 3 minutes. If it is an item that's on the agenda, we'll come back to that later, and that would be a better time to talk. But if there is anything you'd like to talk about, come up, introduce yourself, and we'll give you the floor. Looking for takers. Please, glad to have you. Name and location.
Hi, my name is Doug. I'm actually from Bellingham, but we're working all throughout the county, so we just figured we'd come to one of your guys' city council
Welcome.
Meetings. Thank you.
Can we have your last name, please?
Doug Gustafson. And I am technical director of Homes Now, so and Jim over here is the president, and basically we're working with the county, we're trying to work with the city of Bellingham to actually solve homelessness, and so we basically are trying to build a pilot project where we would have six to 12 tiny homes with a service building to help people who are homeless. It wouldn't require any taxpayer dollars. We're not asking for any money at all. The donations have actually been really great, but the problem is that we can't find any land. Like, the land costs like 20 times more than the whole rest of the project. And so, I mean, like, even like the cost of materials of building all the houses and the entire service building. We found a construction company that will build it for the cost of materials only. They won't charge for their labor. Heritage General Contractors. We've been at it for a year. We have been able to house people indirectly by helping them find their family or get back in touch with their family or helping them at the hospital if they need it and stuff like that. But we actually want to get, I mean, like, we've been serious. We're an official 501c3 company. We basically just would need an acre of land and maybe to be, like, exempted from, like, some impact fees and stuff like that. And then we could actually, you know, reduce the number of homeless in Whatcom County. We've been working with the Whatcom County Council. We've been working with Bellingham City Council. More luck with the county. The county's excited, but Bellingham not as much, but we have our detailed plan here, and we just want you guys to review it and see if you like it, and maybe we can make some progress and get this done, because I don't like seeing the statistics get worse every year for the county, that there's more homeless every year. It's ridiculous. So we can do something about it. We're not asking for any money. We just need some land. That's basically it.
Thank you for coming today, and I'd like to encourage you to get the business card of our community development director, Mr. Burnett. Do you have any on you, Yori?
I do not.
I'll give you mine. You can contact me. And what I want you to do is spend some time with him. He can probably show you some pathways forward and maybe pathways that might not work out so well.
Okay, that's fine.
Give that to Yori over here.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Here's my card.
All right.
Please get in touch with me. We really are interested in getting this going.
Thank you, Mr. Gustafson.
Yeah.
We appreciate your heart and coming here today.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to speak to the council this evening? Please.
We'll take another 3 minutes. We'll Hi, my name is Jim Peterson. I'm the president of Homes Now. I'm from Bellingham also. We've already built 3 tiny homes on Lumney Nation. We've housed 6 people in those tiny homes. 2 of the people were women. They got their children back. Now they're living in the regular apartment. Our main roadblock's been land. We've been at it since June of last year. We've raised $18,000. We've housed 26 people with our model of housing first. They're just getting people stable. So we came to Ferndale because we haven't had much luck with the city. But we thought maybe you guys in the county could work together. Maybe you guys have an acre of land that would work for us or something. We're not asking for free land. We'll lease it or whatever. We probably would ask for permit fees to be waived, but it will all be built by code, up to code and everything. We're just trying to keep our costs down. All we want to do is help homeless people. And so we thought we'd come here and talk to you and let you get to know us.
Thank you for sharing with us today. Good luck to you.
Yeah, I'll leave my card up.
Very good.
They also have a Facebook page, Homes Now.
And a website, homesnow.org.
Very good. It's a serious problem. Anyone else want to speak this evening to the City Council? Seeing none, we'll close the public comment. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Councilmember Taylor, seconded by Councilmember Watson to approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay, and the consent agenda has been adopted. Going on now to item C, private development update, we have our associate planner, Haley Miller. Welcome.
Thank you.
There was quite a high bar set a couple weeks ago. You probably heard
by
now.
Yeah, I did. Can't wait. Okay, good evening, City Council and Mr. Mayor. My name is Haley Miller. I'm going to give you an update on private development occurring around the city. And the three projects I'm going to cover today are Taco Time, which is north of Main Street and west of Riverside Drive, Pacific Fern Business Park, located west of La Bounty, and Wynwood Enterprises, proposed to be located on Portal Way. So the first business is Taco Time. It's located north of Main Street on that parcel shown on the map, and the zoning is mixed-use commercial. This is a picture of the building and what it'll look like when they're done. This is a structure that exists currently in Issaquah, and the owner, it was pretty interesting, he said that they formed a bunch of focus groups around Puget Sound and asked the customers what they wanted to see in the building and what it needed to look like on the outside and inside to have a good quick dining experience, and this is what they came up with. So this is one of the newer models in the Puget Sound region, which we thought looked pretty good. Before they finalized their site plan, the previous owners of the property worked with the city to dedicate a portion of the property for a future roundabout proposal. And this was this preliminary site plan that we received before in taking any permits, and this is a more finalized version of the site plan. This project was sort of stop and go for a while. They first submitted in 2012, and then the project went on hold for some reason, and they ended up resubmitting in 2015. Some complications with this is the project's located in the FEMA 100-year floodplain, so they needed to raise the building up out of the base flood elevation. And if they didn't raise it, they would need a floodproof it, but in this case, they're above the limits. And they also worked with Public Works to address all the fat soil and grease requirements for the building. This is just another picture of the side of it from Issaquah, and then a picture of what the inside will look like. So they'll have a fireplace that you can view from the inside or outside. So it'll be pretty cool. They're under construction right now, and they expect to be complete in spring of this year. So the second project is...
Haley, real quick?
Yeah.
How many parking spaces did they have?
I don't know.
I couldn't see the little numbers. I couldn't... I guess they're expecting a lot of people to park at one time. It just looks like it's a lot of spaces.
Well, they have a fireplace, so they're expecting people to hang out there. They've got a fireplace.
Right.
Well, there you go. And outside seating.
Sorry. I can't. It looks like 20 spaces. So the required one for every 300 square feet, and then I think it's based on tables too, but the building's pretty small, so maybe that's why.
Okay.
Looks like.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the next project is Pacific Fern Business Park, and this is located west of La Bounty, and it kind of wraps around the existing Anderson Paper facility. The zoning is split between general business, which is shown in green, and mixed-use commercial. This is the preliminary concept that the applicant will eventually want the site to look like. It's just the concept off their website. It hasn't been approved. They submitted this application as a binding site plan. And we have a few slides just to quickly describe the process of a binding site plan, just for those of you who aren't aware with it. It's a type of review that's administrative, and it goes just through city staff. So the first step in the process is the applicant shows us the existing conditions. So in this example, there's a house with the dark shape in the corner is a critical area. And then the second step is the applicant identifies the infrastructure and potential future uses for the city to review. Then the city reviews the plans and identifies any changes that need to be made. So in this case, the road changed from just a cul-de-sac to a wider hammerhead to facilitate fire truck turnaround. And then the blue, I think, is a stormwater facility in this example. And then the applicant, after they get approval, move forward with installing the general infrastructure. And this is just the proposed infrastructure for the site. So the green area, they don't necessarily know where the lots are going to go or the exact size. So the idea behind this process is to be kind of flexible up front and put in the main infrastructure and then carve out lots as you identify tenants for the space. So it is a little bit more, I think, difficult to review on a staff level just because we don't really know what's going in there, but it does help in situations like this where they don't know who's moving in and if they need the whole property or just a piece of it. So the final step is to submit a specific binding site plan to create a legal lot of record, and you can do this one of two ways. Either in the example, lot one, you can just carve it off and have a lot, or you can show us kind of both proposals at once, which is a lot and a building on there. And so the goal is to kind of stick with the original binding site plan and not change it, but also to allow businesses as they come in to kind of identify the amount of space they need, and the developer can be flexible and kind of subdivide as they go instead of doing it the other way around. So Ferndale Business Park, back to this project, they've proposed to subdivide into eight lots, and there's critical areas on the site and stormwater. There's a stormwater pond that they're planning to move so they have more room, and then they're designing an access point. So right now they're in civil plan review, and once we issue the permits, the applicant will go install the infrastructure, and then they'll have the site that's ready and can start identifying specific lots to divide once they get tenants in their business park.
Councilmember Olson.
You said the traffic impacts have been identified, or they will be identified?
They will be once we know what the business is.
Okay,
just
that's
because,
what I was
at this stage, so they're just putting infrastructure in and frontage improvements, but then when the tenant's identified, we'll look at the water and sewer and traffic.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so the final project is Wynwood Enterprises. So they're a full service landscaping company, and they're located currently in the county, running as a home occupation, and the county has politely asked them to relocate just because they've outgrown their home there, basically, and it's starting to affect the neighbors. So they are a full-on business that needs to find a commercial site to develop on. So this property is located on the east side of Portal Way, and it has a mixed-use commercial zoning designation. And in this zone, we require that all the work be in an enclosed building or screened from public view. So since they do have a lot of equipment, we've require that they put the building in front of their staging area. So the middle of the site plan, that gray building, is going to be screening. The equipment stored in the back in the gravel areas. And we were able to work with them on their building to make it, I guess, slightly more attractive. So in the top left-hand corner of the screen, that's their first proposal. And it's a pretty basic building to hold their headquarters and equipment. And then we were able to get them to kind of revise it and add more features. This won't be the exact color, but they did add a variation in materials just so the building's more attractive as you travel on Portal Way and view this site. So the site had some issues with critical areas. There's a Whiskey Creek is located adjacent to the south, so the applicant was required to identify the critical areas and propose different methods of buffer averaging and enhance it so it functions better than before. This has been a year-long process to approve the site plan just because they submit materials, and I think they're just moving at a slower pace. And so I think right now they're about ready to get site plan approval, and once they do that, they can move forward with civil plans for us to review and keep them moving forward. That's all I have.
Well done. No, that was excellent.
Good. Thank you.
Question from council.
Did I meet the bar that was set last week? No, you don't have to say it. That's why I don't answer.
And just a reminder everyone in the audience who loves these presentations and wants to see them again at home, they're available on our website.
Very good. I'm going on to item D. Council, the next item on the agenda is the installation of air conditioning at our public library. Today, staff is looking for clarification from council regarding council's preferred direction. $105,000 was included in the city's 2018 budget as in the language of the motion an earmark or placeholder so that staff would bring costs and options to council. And council, since discussion on this proposal has at times been heated, excuse me the metaphor, the mayor wishes to remind all of us that though the majority view of your membership will prevail, Robert's rules and your own council procedures are designed to protect the voice of the minority to express their viewpoint. As such, chair encourages each of us to listen and to not interrupt each other regardless of our positions. At the end of the day, I think we're all on the same page. We are trying to balance our commitment to the library staff and patrons with our stewardship of limited public funds. I note for the record that the Friends of the Library, who led the way in their vision for this new library, have offered their financial assistance for a permanent solution to this challenge. And if I understand our branch manager, Sarah Kohler, correctly, that amount being offered is $15,000 for the permanent installation. We also have many guests here, and if they wish to speak, they will certainly be given that opportunity. Having introduced the subject at hand, Council, it is yours to discuss. Councilmember Olson.
I'd like to make a motion to proceed to install a permanent air conditioning system which was cut from the library during the original construction due to cost overruns. We promised we'd replace it when we had the funds, and now is the time to do that. Temporary solutions are not acceptable, and the council does not wish to consider anything less than permanent, a cost savings in the life of the building.
Thank you.
Second.
For a second. It was moved by Councilmember Olson and seconded by Councilmember Kate Hansen to move forward with the installation of a full permanent air conditioning system in the library. Discussion. Councilmember Taylor.
For clarification, I know the library said that they would donate a certain amount of money. Can I get an answer to what that amount would be?
Yeah, I mentioned in the staff report, I believe it's $15,000. Was someone from the Friends? Ms. Cox, glad to see you.
My name is Nina Cox. I live at 5650 Correll Court here in Ferndale, and I am president of the Friends of the Ferndale Library. And I've been nominated to speak to you about this issue. We sent out a motion to our members that said, to assure that City Council will vote in favor of permanent air conditioning and install it this spring, 2018. FOFL, that's an abbreviation for our organization, would like to commit $15,000 toward the new $60,000 estimated cost. The vote was 19-0. So the Friends are really willing to do this. That means that these people have sold thousands of books for 25 cents, 50 cents a book, maybe some of them $2, whatever, and that's where the money is coming from. So it's been a lot of effort on their part, and we really appreciate any consideration you could give to this, because at $60,000, if we're paying $15,000, we're paying a quarter of the expense. So I hope you'll take that into consideration.
Thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.
Glad that you're here.
Do you want this motion?
Sure. More questions, comment from council? Seeing none. Oh, Councilmember Kennedy.
Excuse me. I did want to thank each of the Friends of the Library for attending our council, committee meeting on Wednesday. I heard some great discussion. I got some awesome questions on air circulation, and I do want to thank each of you for your input out there. So truly appreciate it. I would also like to use the opportunity to just discuss that we have a chance to use our process here in requesting not installation, but pricing options for seasonal solutions that could work at the library, as well as other areas such as Pioneer Pavilion and our Senior Center.
Discussion can only be on the motion, isn't that correct?
He is discussing the motion.
Yeah.
No, the motion is on permanent.
And he is discussing the motion.
Yes, if I may address your motion, I would like to amend it with language that allows our staff to price temporary solutions and see what are to preserve options for not only the library but other public facilities.
Councilmember, are you allowed to make that motion to amend the main motion if you wish to do so?
I would like to make that motion, make the amendment.
So you want to go ahead and state the amendment to the motion?
I would would move to direct staff to identify and preserve best cost options, and that staff pursue and prepare two sets of bids for the library air conditioning, one for rental of a temporary system, and the other for and for the library and other public facilities, and one for the engineering and construction of a permanent system at the Ferndale Public Library.
Thank you.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to amend the main motion to have the staff at the same time pursue parallel courses of action, I believe. Am I paraphrasing it pretty quickly there?
That would be correct.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing none. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Nay.
The amendment has failed. Going back to the main motion. Thank you, council member.
You're welcome.
More discussion? Seeing none. You ready for the main question? Motion has been made by council member Olson and seconded by Councilmember Kate Hansen for the city to move forward with full installation of a full, fully functional permanent air conditioning system, except I'm assuming with monies from the friends, but that's not part of the motion, but I'm assuming that. Any more questions?
It's not part of the motion.
It's not. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
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 It has passed 5-2 with Councilmembers Kennedy. Councilmember Taylor voting no. Thank you, Council, very much. Thank you, friends of the library. We will get that air conditioning in as quickly as we can. Thank you very much. You're welcome to stay as we move on towards the last part of the business here. Going on to mayor reports. And to keep it short, I'm going to read my report. I've learned a long time ago when I write things down, it's a lot quicker than when I ramble. In light of the recent tragedies at Parkland, Florida, Central Michigan University, and our own recent scares involving Ferndale and Blaine High School, I know that school safety and guns have been on the minds and lips of everyone. For these challenges, it is easy as politicians to throw up our hands and say, that's a federal issue, or it's too complex. Worse yet, get bogged down in the partisan posturing. That might be how they do it in Washington, D.C. or Olympia. That's not how we do things here in Ferndale. When there's a problem, we dust ourselves off and go to work. So this office is pleased to announce that we're speaking with the school district and our own Chief Turner to add a second school resource officer in the next year or so. You may remember that Officer Steve Gamage has served 30 years, and we want to make sure that he can mentor the next school resource officer before he retires. Having an additional officer in our schools helps students connect in a positive way with our law enforcement community and could very well prevent the next tragedy. Speaking of schools, we commend the effort to remodel or replace Ferndale High with student and teacher safety in the forefront of design. In addition, we are fiercely supporting the new Unity Care facility here in Ferndale and Porter Way to, among other things, increase access to vital mental health services for our community and North County. We will also continue to take the lead to invest in programs to stop domestic violence, reminding people that we don't hit, yell, or bully here, period. It can be easy to give in to fear of what could happen, but we are Ferndale. We're a small town that cares, and you never know how a kind word, a phone call for support, a sympathetic ear, a shared cup of coffee could make a world of difference to someone. Our best prevention, let's look out for each other. And that's the end of mayor reports. On to council reports. Councilmember Watson.
The Youth Emergency Services Club is meeting this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Pioneer Pavilion. We'll be doing search and rescue training.
Fantastic. Very good. Councilmember Kate Hansen.
Unity Care is voting on, their board is voting on whether or not they're going to move forward this year with the new facility on March 27th.
Good. So what can we do to help?
Show up to the board meeting.
Right. We were on the hot phone this last Friday and Thursday with the things in Olympia, so hopefully it will happen. More reports from council. Seeing none, staff reports. We'll start with community development.
I do have a couple. One of the things is, as a result of the tax program that was adopted by Washington, D.C. this year, or last year, there's something called opportunity zones, where the governor of each state is able to identify opportunity zones that are underserviced. Our downtown is eligible for this, so we are making a request of our governor to identify it as one, which would allow the reinvestment of capital gains taxes into it. So I'm kind of looking, we do not require an ordinance or anything like that, but looking for general support for this effort if, in fact, anyone asks us. I see head nods and head nods. Good. The other thing is, as you may have seen, and I imagine that Mr. Sweeney will probably mention this as well, we're moving forward on preliminary costs for a skate park, and we've already talked to the Ferndale School District about being able to go and talk to kids that are interested directly. We won't be able to have the same magnitude of volunteer effort as we did with Star Park, but it only requires a 10% match as opposed to Star Park, which required a 50% match because of the area that it's in that's new this year. So we're optimistic on that, and we will give you more feedback as we have it.
Thank you, Community Development Director Burnett. Very good. For some reason, my kid was asking me how you spelled your name. I don't know what that was about.
I have a bicycle in it.
Bicycle story. Okay, got it. Very good.
I'm glad you're shopping locally. Good to hear that.
Mr. Renz, Public Works.
Just wanted to let council know that the second of our two new Public Works laborers came on today. So we have the two new laborers are on staff and are working now. And we're going to be proceeding forward with finalizing the job description and getting the posting out for the part-time positions that we're looking to have within the.
And at least one, maybe two, are locally grown boys?
I do believe so, yes. Boys.
I'm sorry. Half my age, they're boys. Yeah. Finance. I know.
Sorry to
I
break
know.
You.
I know. City clerk. And community. Excuse me. Communications.
Thank you. Just wanted to build on what Yori said. Just to be very specific, we are looking for public input about a skate park. So especially those of you who have ridden on a skateboard in the last 5 years, or know people who have ridden on a skateboard in the last 5 years, please, please, please email skatepark@cityofferndale.org with your ideas, suggestions, and support, pictures of other skate parks that you like. We're going to be taking all that and using that as part of our grant application. So the more input we get, the more likely it is that we get it. So.
Well said. Chief of Police Turner, welcome. You look spiffy tonight.
Oh, thank you. I try. It's the go-to. If the council could keep in mind to mark May 18th on your calendars, we're looking to put a police awards banquet together. And thanks to our mayor, we were able to secure a private donation to make that happen. So we'll be doing our first and hopefully annual police awards banquet this year on May 18th. Thank
I
you.
I believe that's council and partners' houses. Were
yep. We'll send out invites.
Very good. That is it. No more stamps. Mr. Young is not here, which is why we finished before 6:45 today. I guess wrong. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.